It worked! The debigulator worked!
We're through the looking glass here, people.
This is the National Air and Space Museum, isn't it?
Did you hear something?
No.
Did I?
I don't know.
It's time to talk about The Simpsons, and I am not ready, so let me just put this in Simpsons time. That's what the song is going to be called for now. The episode I really want to talk about today, and I've been thinking about it all week, is episode number 158, which is called Bart After Dark. It won an Emmy for the original song, We Keep the Spring in Springfield, you will recall. And it's one of my favorites. It's becoming clearer and clearer to me that I have a special soft spot for the seasons of The Simpsons that were on when I was in college. And I guess that stands to reason, not just because they were very good then, but because that was the first time in my life when I could truly appreciate every nuance of The Simpsons. Not to say that I wasn't a very smart child when they first launched when I was 12 years old, but, you know. Of course, Tress MacNeille in the starring role as Belle, the owner of the burlesque house, is amazing. And it is kind of puzzling that Belle doesn't come back in later episodes. I think that she should. There's like very rich ground to be mined there, I think. And there are many, many really funny jokes that happen in the burlesque house that have to do with, you know, Bart being excited and not being able to believe his luck, but also, you know, just the sort of ridiculousness of a burlesque house in general. I like that when he fills in for the MC, Mel Zetz, he's the only person who fits Mel's tuxedo. everyone, you know, like all the sleazy people of Springfield, Herman, you know, et al., they think that Bart's jokes that he's reading off the cue cards are hilarious. That's something that I only just noticed and liked this past time that I watched it. You know, he says, like, you know, Adam and Eve were the first bookkeepers. They invented the loose leaf system. And, he doesn't get it, but everyone who's watching cracks up. I think that's really funny. Episode is noteworthy because all of the burlesque stuff doesn't happen until after the first act break, and the first part of the show is also very funny and sort of goes many different directions. We have Marge and Lisa going to clean up an oil spill, which is not that funny, and then Bart and Homer home alone allowed to be as slovenly as they want to be and making garbage angels and eating dinner at 10 o'clock with the TV set on the dinner table. Very funny elements of that episode that are rarely talked about and rarely even remembered that they're actually in that episode. Also very noteworthy that it's the first episode where Patty, Aunt Patty, is outed because she's one of the people with the bars over their eyes that is photographed coming out of the burlesque house very happily smoking a cigarette after seeing her share of naked women. And I don't know, I guess that was pretty Outre stuff back in 1996 when it aired. It's just so great. It starts with the Sergeant Pepper's couch gag, you know, like, and that sets the tone for how good the rest of the episode is. It was written by Richard Appel, who wrote many very good ones, directed by Dominic Pulcino. And okay, my favorite few seconds, and maybe yours too, of the entire episode go like this.
Could be twisted.
We just heard this place existed.
The three-part harmony of Jimbo, Dolph, and Kearney during the song that I already mentioned. Yeah, so that's the one. Really, really great Simpsons episode from season 8.
That was Simpsons Time Through the Debigulator, episode number 4. My name is Amanda Nazario. Thank you for subscribing to my podcast. Simpsons Time is a regular feature of my radio show, Nazario Scenario. But these bite-sized portions have been prepared just for you. I hope you enjoyed. I will see you next time.